So it's not unusual for us to hear on the news that there's a decline in water resources, either for irrigation or for human consumption. And together with it, we have associated increasing costs for that water. So around the globe, major crops are facing drier years and changes in weather pattern. So drought stress tolerance has become one of the main points of interest in the research in the private sector. Just a particular curiosity, there's a company that claims that they've been working in drought tolerance for over the last 50 years. So drought stress causes detrimental effects in plants. Among them, we have a standard growth with shorter plants. We have fewer and smaller leaves, and also fewer nodes. And together with that, we have the decreasing number of bulbs, which will reduce the productivity. You can see here visually the well-watered plants and water stress. From my experiment, you see a difference in height and less leaves in the water stress plants. So there's some evidence that the water stress causes an increase in ethylene levels, endogenous levels in a plant of ethylene. And there's a very strong evidence that ethylene drives abscission. So here on the right, we have we have a picture for the abscission zone. And ethylene is highly important in forming the abscission layer right here that will eventually cause the shed of the fruit or leaves. And so it will impact the overall yield of the plant with that shed. And we know that the cotton yield is highly correlated with the number of bulls. So it is important for us to protect the plants against the detrimental effects of the shed caused by the ethylene. 1-MCP is applied in many horticultural crops to counter the ethylene effects. It is widely used in post-harvest mainly, in many fruits, vegetables, and cut flowers. 1-MCP kind of expands the shelf life. And so here we have a warehouse where they store apples. So they pile all the apples right there, and they use a very small amount of 1-MCP that's enough to preserve and protect those fruits for a long period of time. Example, the apples that we eat in a supermarket, they were harvested last year, and they were, I'm sure, they had 1-MCP to preserve then. So our objective was to evaluate the effects of 1-MCP on the different water regimes on physiological parameters on cotton plants, which include plant mapping, biomass, leaf growth, chlorophyll content, and ethylene emissions. For that, we did a two-year greenhouse study at the Burlog Center in a 2x2 factorial redesign in a split block arrangement with 5 replications. Our variety was America 2448 Roundup Ready, and our substrate was fritted clay, and due to its good physical properties in holding water, because we wanted a gradual and slow drought period. We irrigated the plants daily, and it was fertilized every 2 weeks with a full rate of micro and micronutrients. When plants average 16 nodes, it would be around mid-bloom. They were placed in tents. They all moved from the greenhouse and placed in tents and exposed to 2 different rates of 1-MCP 0 and 1,000 parts per billion as a gas. And they were inside of those tents for 14 hours. Over the night and the following morning, they were all removed back to the greenhouse, and they were exposed to 2 different water regimes, well watered and water stress. So we monitored the water loss daily, gravimetrically, and also using a theta probe. Fertilization was suspended from the treatment application all the way to the end of the experiment to avoid confounding effects. We analyzed our data using SAS, and the features protect the LSD at a 5% level of significance. So here you have this graph shows the water content in a substrate, and we can see here that both treatments under well water condition, they kept the water level close to 100%, while the two treatments under water stress, they were gradually losing moisture until they reached the wilting point. By the ninth day, they reached the wilting point, would be 77% of the initial weight that was previously determined with a preliminary experiment. So, and after we wore, you can see that the water content increased a little bit, but still between 77-83% of the water content. So the data included the plant mapping that measures the status of the development of the plant. So basically we go in every node in a cotton plant and evaluate the development of every position within each branch. And also we did the biomass that evaluates the dry matter partitioning. And we split the plants in stems and petioles and bowls, flowers, and squares, and leaves. So this table shows the effects of 1 MCP and the water regimes in abscised fruits, and the number of squares, vegetative and reproductive nodes, and the second position bowl retention. So here's the main effect of 1 MCP, and we saw that the 1 MCP caused a greater abscission of fruits. But again, I would like to highlight that it was done 23 days after the treatments were applied. We have some colleagues in our department that actually they were evaluating the abscission daily, and they saw that the plants that were treated with 1 MCP, they had less abscission on the very first 3 days, and the plant was not holding fruits after that third day. So there was no difference among the treatments. And this one, my data, it's just a picture on the end of the growing season. So we saw that the plant was setting up, the plants treated with 1 MCP, they were setting up more squares and more positions and further from the stem. And in the cotton plant, we want a more reproductive node and less vegetative nodes, since most of the yield come from the reproductive node. So we saw that 1 MCP reduced the number of vegetative nodes and increased the way we desired, increased the number of reproductive nodes. And the second bowl position, we saw there was an interaction where 1 MCP, under well water condition, 1 MCP increased the retention of that position. And in the other hand, the well water stress, under stress conditions, it decreased the retention of that position. So the first and the second position is very important for cotton yield, contributing 75-95% of the yield comes from those two positions. So this other table here, it shows the dry matter partitioning, and again, the effects of the 1 MCP and the two water regimes. We see that consistently, 1 MCP improved the leaf area, the leaf weight, vegetative weight, and reproductive weight. Vegetative weight includes the stems and petioles, and reproductive weight includes flowers, squares, and bowls. So this graph here shows the percent of leaf growth, and we can see that the 1 MCP, so those green ones right here, they're well-watered condition, and the light color is with 1 MCP. We see that 1 MCP improved the leaf growth right here in later in experiment. However, under well-watered condition, we see that 1 MCP is the yellow one, and the red is just the stress without 1 MCP. Those two in the bottom, they are both under stress conditions. We see that 1 MCP consistently improved the percent of leaf growth, stimulating a better growth. So we also collected the chlorophyll content using a SPED meter and ethylene emissions using a 10S Photovac GC. For that, we collected the first unfurled leaf from the top of the plants and we incubated in syringes. And 1 hour later, we injected an aliquot of 1 mL in the GC. So if we look at the treatments under well water condition, we see here that the light green color, we see that in the beginning of the experiment, until the seventh day, it had a smaller emission of ethylene compared to control. However, after the seventh day, we see an increase in 1 mCp in ethylene emissions compared to control. So if we look at under stress conditions, on the other hand, we see that the plants treated with 1 mCp had a higher emission of ethylene. On the other hand, no 1 mCp had a small emissions, and everything seems to shift right here on the seventh day, and we see that it seems to be that on the seventh day, the effects of 1 mCp can't be noticed anymore in the plants, which is similar to results mentioned by Osterhauer's, where they mentioned that 1 mCp effects seems to hold in the plant until the seventh day, and after that, they recommend a reapplication of 1 mCp. So we see here that the 1 mCp emissions is decreasing, following the pattern of the drying out under the water stress conditions. So here we have the chlorophyll content, and here are the well water conditions, here are the water stress treatments. We see here that the 1 mCp had no effect in chlorophyll content in either well water condition or water stress. That was just difference among the regimes, water regimes. So the application of 1 mCp to counter the water stress stimulated the vegetative, overall we stimulated the growth of the plant in terms of leaf area, leaf weight, vegetative weight, and the harvest index. However, we have a concern that increased growth was due to the relocation of resources following a higher abscission of fruits that we detected. So cotton plants treated with 1 mCp seem to show a compensation for water stress by promoting better overall canopy development. However, additional investigations with 1 mCp are necessary to fully understand the effects of a 1 mCp to the detrimental effects of water stress in cotton plants. Thank you very much.
Any questions for Vlad?
I have one, Vlad.
Yeah.
On the, you had the tents over the plants when you treated them. You said what, 1,000 ppm?
All the plants had no difference. When they were growing in the greenhouse, there was no difference among the plants. There was no treatment applied to them. And then I moved them to the greenhouse, and they were randomly assembled. They were randomly set in tents. Every tent would fit 20 pots. And then we random addressed which tent would get 1 mCp and which tent would not get 1 mCp. And so moving plants also offer a stress. So we moved everything. Some got 1 mCp and some tents didn't get 1 mCp. And on the following day, we moved them back to the greenhouse. And then we start differentiating the water regimes.
So how long did it stay at 1,000 ppm?
You know? 14 hours over the night. Yeah, we use pellets, and we pour them in a liquid solution, and there's a small fan that propels that gas and distributes it in a tent. This is used, this equipment we used was given by our sponsor. They use it for post-harvest studies.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I had a question. So,
yes.
The plants that did not receive any MCP, 1 mCp also were to have the test.
Yes.
Okay. The other question that I have is, do you have any idea
Could you repeat your question?
Do you have any idea or any explanation why there was an increased production of ethylene when you compare especially the stress treatments there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a interesting point. We're not quite sure. Well, his question was if I have an idea why 1-MCP increased the ethylene levels under stress conditions. Well, we are not quite sure what is causing the ethylene levels to be higher under stress conditions. We know that 1-MCP blocks the receptors, so probably the ethylene is already made. So, and since 1-MCP is blocking those receptors, probably they're not bound to the receptors in a cell, and then we were able to detect that extra ethylene that was not being bound to the membranes, probably. However, since ethylene is a gas, it's dissipated through the plant doesn't retain it. So.